Welcome to The Odd Pod, a new podcast from the Office of the Washington State Auditor. I'm Kathleen Cooper, Director of Communications at the State Auditor's Office, or SAO, as we call it. We hatched the idea for this podcast in late 2019. The remarks in this episode from Auditor Pat McCarthy were recorded months ago, before the pandemic hit Washington. We delayed releasing the podcast for a little while because we knew the public's attention was elsewhere. But we know our work will be invaluable to the public's understanding of how their government responded to the financial challenges of the pandemic. So it's time to launch The Odd Pod. The Auditor's Office is a one-stop shop for information on your government, your town, your city, your county, fire districts, and more. We have a new user-friendly website built just for you, and we've made our financial intelligence tool available to everyone and cover almost every government in the state. Now more than ever, it's important that public resources are being accounted for, and there's no one better to tell you about that work than your state auditor, Pat McCarthy. We sat down to talk about why we're creating a podcast for SAO, interesting things about our office she wants you to know, and even some common misconceptions she often hears about SAO.
Well, I think it's important people know first and foremost that Washington State has a great history of accountability. Our office was established in the state constitution in 1889. We monitor the books of all local governments and state agencies. We don't audit individuals. That's also important to know. Our focus is on state agencies and local governments. Most people don't know how many local governments we have in our state. There are about 2,300 of them. Auditing all those governments is a big job, and we do more than one kind of audit. There are financial audits and accountability audits. We do cybersecurity audits, performance audits, and those are just a few. It's important for the public to know how much work we are doing because it's valuable. We provide an independent, objective review of government, and that allows us to tell the story of government, whether it's a small local government or a large state agency. First of all, wherever you live in Washington, we are hard at work in your town. We have more than 400 folks working across the state. In fact, I like to say they are sprinkled across the state in 15 regional offices. We have some operation folks like finance, communication, and HR staff in Olympia, but the majority of people in our office are auditors. We have teams that audit all the local governments in their area. Many of our auditors have advanced degrees or are CPAs. Or both. We have a lot of talent. They are wicked smart, is what I say. We are also a training ground for government auditing. We get a lot of young people right out of the educational institutions across the state. About 70% of our auditors are millennials, so we have a lot of young people who are bringing us their talents and abilities. We put it to good use creating government accountability and transparency. We train them in government auditing, and they are often hired away by local governments. Many of the finance people at your school or city may have worked for us. A lot of people don't realize that. Our auditors tell the truth about what we find and don't go looking to surprise people or make them look bad. In fact, there's a division of this office designed specifically to help local governments serve their clients better. Through the Odd Pod, you'll learn more about the Center for Government Innovation at SAO. Overall, it's impressive work, and it's done in the belief that we can increase trust in government. That's really important. It's our vision, and I believe our oversight does provide a level of accountability that is extremely important.
Our work is statewide, and so is our staff. While we're all teleworking during the pandemic, our staff remain deeply connected to their communities and often answer questions from friends and neighbors. Here are some common themes we hear about regularly, and also what you can expect to hear on future episodes of The Odd Pod.
Well, most people don't understand what the auditor's office does. They know we audit, but they don't know the breadth of the work that we do. As I said, there are 2,300 local governments in Washington, and we're charged with auditing all of them at least once every 3 years. And some governments or agencies need more than one audit, a regular accountability audit, plus an audit to be sure they are following federal grant rules, for example. We are doing 2,700 audits in a given year. I think it's a healthy thing, and it's not common to all states. I like to say if you've met one state auditor, you've met one state auditor. We all do things a little differently across the many states. Here in Washington, we do it all, soup to nuts. When you add it all together, I think people are shocked about how much government is audited. They, of course, hear stories about fraud cases, and those can be pretty interesting. We do investigate fraud. We look for fraud, misuse, and abuse of public resources whenever we audit. An important part of stopping fraud is training local governments and state agencies on what to look for, because many times it is the agency involved that discovers fraud, the very people who experience it. We offer fraud detection training to governments across the state, and those classes are very popular. I think everyone is interested in fraud stories, and people find it appalling. It's no different than what you find in the private sector. There is fraud in the private sector as well. And people are rightfully angry that some people will take money that just is not theirs. But I like to say we investigate and we illuminate. We don't litigate or incarcerate. What I mean is we don't have an enforcement arm in our office. When we suspect the law has been broken, as in a fraud case, we work hand in glove with the Attorney General's office or local law enforcement prosecutors. They take the information we provide and carry the case forward. Really, I think people are very interested when we talk about what we do in this office, that we have the kind of oversight that we do in our state. It's something to be very proud of as a Washingtonian. Government, for the most part, is doing a pretty good job. We are there to showcase the good, the bad, and the ugly. We shine a bright light when things are not going well, but there is a lot of good government in Washington, and we can tell that story. In fact, I generally say that no one can tell that story like the State Auditor's Office does. I think you'll find the Odd Pod interesting, and they'll be short episodes, so I hope you can find a few minutes to spend learning about your governments in Washington State. I think you'll be glad you did. I'm Auditor Pat McCarthy, and welcome to the Odd Pod.
Be sure to check out our audit reports, resources, and the Audit Connection blog at sao.wa.gov. You also can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And be sure to like and rate the Odd Pod. It helps people find us. Thanks for listening.